Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Biden says he's optimistic 100 million people can be vaccinated against coronavirus in 100 days. But there's a persistent gap between the number of doses distributed and the number of people vaccinated. The CDC reports only about 50% of the available shots have been administered so far. Will Stone reports.
It's a confusing national picture, with governors in some states like West Virginia, Georgia, and New York clamoring for more supplies. And many who oversee vaccine distribution say they still don't know week to week exactly what they'll be getting. Meanwhile, more than half of states have now opened up vaccine eligibility to people over 65. Jennifer Nuzzo is at Johns Hopkins University.
We're going to have to shift, at least in part, away from this sort of slow, stepwise work of trying to schedule high-priority individuals to more of a mass vaccination approach.
A recent national survey finds more than half of Americans don't know exactly when or where they'll get vaccinated. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
Federal prosecutors have charged three foreign nationals with conspiring to steal U.S. government records and defraud an American government refugee program. NPR's Ryan Lucas has details.
The defendants face charges of conspiracy, fraud, money laundering, and theft of U.S. government records. Two of the defendants, a Jordanian man and a Russian woman, worked for the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services at the American embassies in their respective countries. According to the indictment, they conspired with a third man, an Iraqi national, to steal information from a U.S. government refugee processing system. Prosecutors say they would then use this stolen information to defraud the refugee admissions program. Two of the defendants are in custody. The third, the Russian woman, remains at large. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
A wave of protests has swept across Russia, with demonstrators demanding the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He was arrested last Sunday after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from a poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow.
Thousands of Russians demonstrated in cities large and small across the vastness of Russia. In Moscow, protesters like lawyer Maria Nechayeva defied a heavy police presence.
They can't put everybody in jail. There are many people, and I don't think that we have enough jails to put everyone in there.
There are reports of hundreds of arrests nationwide, including the brief detention of Navalny's wife, Yulia. Navalny's international stature has grown since his poisoning this summer. But the Kremlin's decision to jail Navalny when he returned has helped cement his position as a national leader for those opposed to President Vladimir Putin's rule. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
And the U.S. is calling for detained demonstrators to be immediately revealed. This is NPR. The Senate Finance Committee has unanimously approved Janet Yellen's nomination as Treasury Secretary. The former Fed chief is expected to win full Senate approval Monday. She'd be the first woman ever to serve in the post. Broadcasting legend Larry King died this morning at a Los Angeles hospital. He was 87. A statement on his Twitter feed gives no cause of death, though King was reportedly hospitalized with COVID-19 earlier this month. NPR's Amy Held reports on King's long career.
In a career that spanned six decades, thousands of interviews, and his signature suspenders style, Larry King became appointment television for many. For 25 years, Larry King Live was a regular stop for presidential campaigns, celebrities, and other newsmakers. King left CNN in 2010 and co-founded a production company. Born Lawrence Zeiger in Brooklyn in 1933, he began his career as a DJ in Miami. Telling NPR, broadcasting was in his blood.
I always wanted to do it. When I was a kid, 5-6 years old, I'd listen to the radio, I'd imitate the announcers. I never wanted to be anything else.
In his later years, King suffered a number of health issues, undergoing surgeries for heart attacks and lung cancer. He founded the Larry King Cardiac Foundation to help those without insurance. Amy Held, NPR News.
Someone bought a lottery ticket at a Kroger store in Novi, Michigan that has the winning numbers for the $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot. It's the third largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.